started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines, the NGOCC questions alleged the enactment of a public gatherings bill. President Tshilima says that more work lies ahead despite UPND achievements. And in international news, 12 killed in mass shooting in Johannesburg, police say.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council has challenged the government to immediately confirm when the public gatherings bill was assented to and to explain why the public was not informed. NGOCC Executive Director Anne Anamela said the organization is alarmed by media reports that the bill has already been signed into law by President Hakainde Hichilema without any official public announcement. She said it is troubling that a law of such constitutional importance was reportedly passed without adequate stakeholder consultation and may already be enforced before citizens were formally notified. Ms. Anamela has also expressed concern over reports that police in Mazabuka used Section 9 of the Act to disperse supporters of former UPND Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo and block his independent campaign launch, warning that use of an unpublicized law to restrict political activity raises serious questions about legality and fairness. He has since urged the Zambia police to ensure lawful, proportional and non-discriminatory enforcement of the law and called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to remain impartial and apply sanctions fairly as campaigns intensify.
If applied opaquely, selectively or in a partisan manner, this act will hit women candidates and voters hardest. The right to gather, campaign and vote is not a privilege, but a constitutional right. NGOCC therefore demands that government immediately confirm when the bill was assented and explain why the public was not informed. We also challenge the Zambia police to ensure lawful, proportionate and non-discriminatory enforcement of the law.
President Hakainde Hichilema says the UPND government still has more work to do despite the progress made in various sectors, including the successful restructuring of Zambia's debt. Addressing students at Mulungushi University, President Hichilema said the government remains committed to improving the welfare of citizens and will continue implementing programs aimed at enhancing people's livelihoods. The head of state has highlighted key achievements, including the introduction of free education and the restoration of meal allowances for students, and urged young people to vote for continuity in the August elections. President Hichilema further said Zambia is now on a path of stability and order, stressing that the country should not return to the challenges and disorder experienced before the UPND came into office. Solicitor General Marshall Muchende has asked the Constitutional Court to dismiss a petition filed by LCK Foundation and Chapter 1 Foundation, arguing that the matter is improperly before the court. The petition concerns the proposed agreements currently under negotiation between the government and the United States of America regarding health aid. Mr. Mchende submitted that government has been conducting consultations with various stakeholders and that the process remains ongoing, adding that public hearings are expected to be held with dates to be communicated once finalized. He further argued that the purported memorandum of understanding has not yet been signed and therefore there is no cause of action before the court. Mr. Mchende maintains that government is acting in the best interests of Zambians and remains cautious in its engagements concerning the country's health sector. In their petition, LCK Foundation and Chapter 1 Foundation contend that Article 63, Subsection 2 of the Constitution requires National Assembly approval before any international agreements negotiated by the executive can become binding on the Republic of Zambia. The petition has also cited a November 17, 2025 announcement by the United States indicating that aid for HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, maternal and child health, medicines, medical personnel, laboratory services and data systems could be exchanged for health surveillance access. Police in Lusaka have confirmed the apprehension of four suspects in connection with the recent violence that occurred in Chawama. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has identified the suspects as Ricky Chambawilo, 43, Thomas Mvula, 41, Peter Mwaba, 42, and Rickson Piri, 46. Mr. Chilavi said the suspects were apprehended at Protea Hotel in Chipata last evening among a group of individuals who had gathered outside the hotel. He said all four suspects are residents of Lusaka and had been on the police wanted list in connection with the political violence that occurred in the John Howard area of Chawama on June 5, 2026. Mr. Chilavi said the suspects are wanted in connection with several offences, including aggravated robbery, malicious damage to property, assault and unlawful wounding. He has added that the four suspects remain in police custody and are awaiting formal charges.
The suspects have been identified as Ricky Chambawiro, 43, Thomas Mvula, 41, Peter Mwava, 42, and Rickson Piri, aged 46. All four suspects are residents of Lusaka and were on the police wanted list in connection with the political violence that occurred in John Howard area of Chawama on June 5, 2026. The suspects are wanted in connection with offences including aggravated robbery, malicious damage to property, assault and unlawful wounding. The brief facts of the matter are that the suspects were allegedly part of a group involved in the political violence in Chawama.
The University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union has expressed concern over the continued delay in settling terminal benefits owed to former and serving University of Zambia employees. Union President Professor Andrew Peary says the university is burdened with outstanding terminal benefits amounting to over 1.3 billion kwacha. Professor Peary has noted that the situation is particularly frustrating given that government has been able to mobilize resources to settle terminal benefits and pension obligations for other categories of former public and quasi-government employees. Speaking during a media briefing this morning, Professor Piri said the union has made several attempts to secure a meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema, but those efforts have so far been unsuccessful despite assurances of an open-door policy. He has warned that the situation has reached a critical stage, adding that the University of Zambia is increasingly being viewed as a place where employees retire without receiving their rightful benefits.
To express profound disappointment and growing concern over the continued delay in settling terminal benefits owed to University of Zambia employees. The outstanding obligations, including ZISC or superannuation benefits, dating back to 2012, gratuities going back to April 2016, and pensions dating back to September 2021. These are not favors being sought from the government. They are lawful entitlement and through years of dedicated service to the nation. For years, the union has engaged government and other stakeholders. Probably, these efforts have yielded little to no tangible results.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Lusaka Chamber of Commerce and Industry has expressed concern over the growing traffic congestion in Lusaka, saying it is negatively affecting business operations and productivity in the central business district. Speaking to Hot FM News Chamber President Alexander Lawrence,